I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers more than 50 years ago when two Allegheny Airlines prop jets crashed in Bradford, only 13 days apart. According to Wikipedia, Allegheny Airlines began as All America Aviation Company, providing mail delivery service back in 1939. The company was founded by the DuPont family. In 1949, the company switched from airmail to passenger service, and in 1953 it was renamed Allegheny Airlines, and its commuter routes blanketed Pennsylvania. According to Wikipedia, Allegheny debuted its first turbine airliner in 1959. In 1962, the airline switched to turboprops in the Convair 580, which Allegheny dubbed the Vista Cruiser. On December 24, 1968, a date which many old-timers on the hilltop will long remember, the front page of the Kane Republican told the story of the daring crew of the Apollo 8 spacecraft who had achieved lunar orbit and sent astonishing, never-before-seen pictures of the dark side of the moon back home to a worldwide TV audience. With plenty of snow on the ground, Kane was assured of a white Christmas, another front-page story reported. Meanwhile, Allegheny Airlines Flight 736 took off from Detroit, bound for Washington, D.C., with stops along the way in Erie and Bradford. According to Wikipedia, the flight was uneventful until the aircraft began its approach to Bradford. At 7:57 p.m., the flight crew was advised that at the last hourly observation, Bradford weather reported light snow showers, blowing snow, and 1 mile visibility. At 8:05, Bradford approach controllers advised Flight 736 again of light snow, blowing snow, and 1 mile visibility. At 8:08, Flight 736 reported that they were turning inbound for runway 32, and they were informed the wind was 290 degrees at 15 knots. This was Flight 736's last transmission before the crash. According to newspaper reports, Flight 736 continued to descend until the aircraft first struck trees approximately 2 miles north of the runway. The airplane cut through the trees for a further 800 feet, extensively damaging the engines until it impacted the ground. The fuselage came to rest inverted, with the top portion of the roof being torn away. Most of the survivors were seated towards the back of the aircraft and were wearing seat belts, remaining in their seats until the plane came to a halt. Passengers who were able to free themselves then worked to free the remaining survivors. Due to a blinding snowstorm, rescue workers were initially prevented from reaching the crash site. Survivors started a bonfire outside of the aircraft using wood seat cushions and luggage to keep warm and attract rescuers to the crash site. In all, there were 20 fatalities and 27 survivors among the passengers and crew. Flight 736 was the airline's first fatal crash since 1959. Incredibly, on January 6, 1969, less than 2 weeks after the fatal Flight 736 crash, Allegheny Airlines Flight 737 took off from Washington, D.C., bound for Detroit, with stops in Harrisburg and Bradford. According to newspaper reports, the flight was smooth until the aircraft began its approach to Bradford. Weather was overcast with 1.5 miles visibility and snow showers. At 10 miles from the airport, the flight struck treetops, just under 5 nautical miles from the airport, before coming to rest upside down on a snow-covered golf course. According to Wikipedia, shortly after the Flight 737 crash, Allegheny Airlines self-imposed new rules for landings at airports. The rules required visibility of 1,000 feet up and 3 miles out for any airport without instrument landing systems. The National Transportation Safety Board was unable to determine the probable cause of the second crash. Of some 13 potential causes examined by the NTSB, three remained after the final analysis. They are, number one, misreading of the altimeter by the captain. Number two, a malfunction of the captain's altimeter after completion of the instrument approach procedure turn. And three, a misreading of the instrument approach chart. Of these three, no single one can be accepted or rejected to the conclusion of another based on the available evidence. In all, among the 28 passengers and crew, 17 survived the Flight 737 crash with 11 casualties. Total fatalities for the two ill-fated flights was 31. Volunteers from Kane hurried to the wreckage on both nights. Many had their snowmobiles in tow to aid in the rescue efforts. While the Allegheny Airlines name endured for another 10 years before changing its name to US Air in 1979 in an attempt to shed its regional image, unfortunately, many remember when the brand was mocked as Agony Airlines in the aftermath of the two crashes that happened only 13 days apart. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please keep those story ideas coming and send your comments and suggestions to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And if you haven't done so already, be sure to pick up your copy of Citizen Kane PA at the Kane Depot. Happy New Year to all, and thank you for listening.